Let's take out any unhealthy beliefs that we have about money immediately, because that is not what this episode is about. What this episode is about is bringing back authentic marketing with fucking substance. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chalet in France. We are currently in Chamonix skiing, and I am recording this podcast episode from the beautiful chalet that we are staying in. So if you are watching the video version on YouTube, then you've got a very cabin-y, glorious vibe in the background. Unfortunately, it is nighttime right now, so you don't get a view because you would just see a reflection of me in the massive windows. But if you've been watching my Instagram stories, then you would have seen some pictures of the chalet. It is just divine. So expansive. The view is out of this world. Of course, we wish there was more snow, but you never know. We might end up extending the trip. Let's just see what happens. Anyway, nonetheless, I'm actually really excited. Not actually, I'm always excited to dive into these episodes, but I am really excited to talk about a certain topic that we're talking about today because I just feel like it needs to be said. So it's going to be a shorter podcast episode, but it's one worth listening to if you are running your own business. And especially if you are experiencing some comparisonitis or like some just comparing yourself to other people on the internet, then this is definitely a really great episode for you to listen to. Now, before we even dive in to today's episode, if you haven't joined the Breaking Your Business Ceilings free masterclass, make sure that you do. The link to join is down below. It is going to be an incredible masterclass. The notes are so fucking juicy and so in-depth, and you do not want to miss out on this because I really break down every single different component that it takes to break through a business ceiling in your business. I've been helping women with their businesses since 2019, and I have learned a lot from running my own business, obviously, especially being someone that broke into this industry much earlier than what most people have. And so it's been really fascinating to see how things have developed. And just, I'm always trying to bring a different perspective to you guys to help bring us back to the authentic marketing, which I'm going to also jam on today. So this authentic marketing piece, I'm really passionate about for various reasons, but the most important thing is one of the trends that I'm seeing these days, which isn't actually bad, but what we have to understand is that context is important. And in a lot of these posts, they lack context and substance. So let me kind of dive into it. So firstly, I want to preface by saying that if you have done one of these posts before, or if you do these posts, or if you, you know, enjoy seeing these posts, there's no shame on you or anything. This is about practicing using your discernment. And if you are doing these sorts of posts, and there is nothing wrong with talking about money online. I love talking about money online. It's super expansive to talk about money online, to hear other people talking about money online, to share the amount of money that you're making. It does help reprogram people's brains. It helps expand people. It helps expand people's reticular activating system. So I am a big supporter of it. The issue is when these kinds of posts lack substance, context, and depth, and where somebody kind of, you can see they shift trying to like make content that's helping people and instead trying to shift by selling people the idea that making money is all that matters. And let me preface, making money fucking matters. I love making money. I love money. I have a great relationship with money. You know, making more money allows you to experience more in your life. Making more money allows you to have more freedom. Money does buy happiness. Money does buy freedom. Now, if you are already unhappy, money ain't gonna buy happiness, right? But we have to think about, of course, money buys happiness to a point. It allows you to buy amazing food. It allows you to travel. It allows you to not worry when you've got a leak in your roof. You can just pay someone to get it fixed. So money does buy happiness to an extent. But of course, if you're using money to cover up something else, it's not going to make you happy. But let's take out any unhealthy beliefs that we have about money immediately, because that is not what this episode is about. What this episode is about is bringing back authentic marketing with fucking substance. Because the issue that I see way too often that comes into my inbox is people spending so much money not getting results, which of course doesn't necessarily mean the person wasn't good at their job. It could also mean that person, like you, haven't taken action to then get the results. But the concerning component is what are people being sold to, right? And this isn't to say don't engage in like sales psychology, because sales psychology is very important. I want people to sell to me. I want you to engage in selling psychology because it's going to help me to, you know, get something that's actually going to help me. But if you are engaging in selling psychology in the way of kind of selling people, not necessarily a lie, but not giving the full truth, basically, yeah, it's more about not giving the full truth. It can be just something to look out for, especially if you are considering hiring someone that is not giving the full truth. Now, they don't need to tell you like when their last period was, whether they have had a fight with their boyfriend. Like they don't need to give you the guts of their detail of their whole life. But when you are posting screenshots of your Stripe accounts or of your bank accounts or of the cash that's coming in, or saying that you or like a screenshot of how much you made this month, that's very expansive. Like I was saying, it can really help somebody to realize what is possible for them, but it can be very deceptive. That's the word. It can be very deceptive to some people when they don't understand the expenses that are incurred with running a business. So I want to kind of break this down a little bit for you, especially if you are comparing yourself to other people online that are sharing that they, and maybe you're comparing yourself to me of like, oh my gosh, she made $100,000 this month, or she made $250,000 a month, or you've done the maths on like a launch, for example, and you've figured out how much money I've made. Don't then compare yourself, because I'm in a different place to where you are in your business. And a lot of these posts, they share this very big highlight of I've made, let's just say $100,000 this month, which is fucking amazing. But I also want to know your cash flow, because I don't just want to hire somebody. And this is kind of why I'm bringing in the like redefining expansion in a little bit in this podcast. I don't just want to hire somebody based off them making $100,000 in a month, because do they take home 10K or do they take home 80K? I want to know what their cash flow was like. I want to know what their work-life balance is like. I want to know whether they're fucking happy. I want to know whether they are genuinely helping people or if they are only focused on money. Now, having your own business means that you can obviously make a lot more money because you're not capped, you're not limited. There's no kind of like ceiling over your head that some people that can perceive they have, or they very well can have in the corporate environment. So let's not beat around the bush that of course running your own business can allow you to sometimes make more money. But I also want to give the caveat that I've had plenty of clients that work corporate that have gotten insane pay increases and promotions or manifested an even better job that pays them way more money. So don't think that you're limited if you don't run your own business and instead work corporate, because that is a limited way of thinking. Okay. But let me break down, like, here's why screenshots of people's bank accounts or Stripe accounts on an Instagram reel, let's just say, could be deceptive. So like I was saying before, you may have noticed this kind of recent trend if you're in this industry, or like you follow people that are business coaches or coaches in general, where they've been screenshotting posts of their Stripe accounts. Now, these kind of reels obviously do really fucking well because it's triggering to people that have a bad relationship with money. But then for the people that want a lot of money, they sell into, oh my God, I need to hire this person to make me 100K. Now, like I said before, I want to preface, we are not here to shit on celebrating making money. That literally goes against everything that I do, right? And it goes against everything around like empowering women and fucking speak your truth and like shine your light. That's not what I'm saying. I love money. I respect money. I have an amazing relationship with money, like I said before. And therefore, what I'm about to share with you guys and throughout this whole episode is really coming from a very regulated space. I have thought about this for about 2 months before I've shared it. So I've really allowed it to like sit. I've continued to kind of watch how different people have jumped on this trend because these reels do really, really well. And I'm not, like I've said, I am absolutely not saying do not share the amount of money that you make. I share the amount of money that I make, but I'm saying when it's possible, maybe not every time, but maybe 70% of the posts that you do around money or the podcast that you do around money, you're also giving people context. And you're giving depth so that people understand the full story and they don't make up, oh, she just makes $100,000 and all she has to do is XYZ a month. I want to do that where there's complete, like there's no behind the scenes. There's no full understanding of how long have they been in business? What is their cash flow like? What have they invested in to allow them to get to this point? What are the results, like I said before, that they are actually getting people? Are they getting people results? Right? Or are you just going to pay this person, you know, $5,000, $10,000, and then they actually don't really want to help you? It's like, oh, it's this person's way or the fucking highway, and they're not there to really help. It feels like they're more there to just get money, and you have to absolutely do exactly like the rules of the questions they can ask you or how you can engage with them or whatever it is are so strict. Unfortunately, I've heard of these kinds of, you know, very expensive high-level mastermind kind of things for women that are in business where, you know, you can only talk to the person that's running it on these certain days. You cannot send them a message outside of these days, even though it's like, well, the person can just reply when they want to reply. Very, very strict. And to me, there is that's a line of, are you having boundaries or are you now actually not providing a service? Are you actually not helping? You are being like off-putting. You are not creating a safe space because as we all know as business, when we're listening to this, when we have a question, I can't wait to fucking Thursday to ask it. I need to ask it today and then you can reply whenever, but I want to make sure that I don't forget any of the details. I want to ask it whilst it is happening, whilst it's hot and heavy so that you can give me support, even if it takes you a few days to get back to me. And I want to be really clear. I don't want someone to just hire me because of the amount of money that I make. Yes, it's expansive as fuck. Yes, I make sure to bring you guys the vibes in my programs, right? But I care more about people hiring me because they know I can help and they appreciate not just how I can help, but the way in which I am able to make it malleable to their situation and how I help, right? They know from my podcast and from my Instagram posts that I know what I'm doing and that I walk my talk and I'm in full integrity of everything that I say. And that is why they want to hire me. They don't just want to hire me because, like, oh, she makes money and I want to make money. No. You want to be hiring me because it's like, yeah, she makes money. This is for business, obviously. Like in this example, yeah, she makes money, but I don't want to just make money. I want to know how she does it that way because that way is the way that I want to make money. Right? Can you see it's just that extra step of not it just being about money, but it also being about, I know that Monica actually does her job. Like she is an embodiment of what she teaches. And I know that she can help me because she's already helped me so much. So whilst it's totally expansive to see how much money it's possible to make, this is also a reminder that that does not mean that they have that in their account. They have employees to pay. They have operations fees. They have contractors. They have mentors. So please don't let that screenshot trap you because you are absolutely not getting the whole picture. And more importantly, what I'm about to go into in a second is it isn't just expansive to be like, it actually, in my kind of like very well-rounded opinion, it's not expansive to just be hiring somebody because they are showing you flashy numbers. Because it tells me, like, and if you haven't done your due diligence of can they really help me? Are they really getting results? Because some people aren't getting results. Some people are, you know, are not showing up in the way that you would like your coach to show up. And if you don't do that those acts of discernment, you can then end up getting really resentful towards yourself because you haven't done your due diligence to make sure that they not only can help you make that amount of money, but they actually will. Not only like do they make that amount of money, sorry, they can actually help you to do the same and do so consistently, more importantly, in a way that works for you, not just their way. Because what I also see a lot is like somebody hires somebody and they just become like a regurgitation of their coach, which completely misaligns with authentic marketing. And I'm telling you right now that if you're doing that, you aren't going to magnetize in your clients because you aren't being you. People want you. They don't want like, you know, a little minion of the person that you hired. So if you're trying to just do something that your coach has done, it's like, it's not going to work. But also as a coach, you shouldn't be trying to get your clients to just do what you've done. If you're a good coach, then you should be helping them in the way that they want to be helped to get them their goals, not your goals. Someone might hire you and be like, look, I don't actually want to make that amount of money. I just want to be able to have 3 days a week at home with my children. Well, can you do that? Or are you only able to make people fast cash that doesn't actually line up in the future? And it's really stressful for them to actually do. Okay. So like I've said, cash flow is often not talked about in these posts. And if I showed you guys a screenshot of my bank account, you might wet your knickers. But if I don't add in the context, you might just think that I have all of that money sitting there for shoes and a handbag. When in reality, when I look at that amount of money, it's not just for the shoes and the handbag, right? That amount of money allows me to pay for my mortgage. I have to pay for my employees. You know, I think about the fact that we want to have children in the next few years, the wedding that's coming up, the employees, I think I already said, the employees I have to pay, the contractors that I have to pay, the, you know, when we realize like, oh, this fucking thing is broken in the house and we have to pay $2,000 for someone to come fix it. So when I'm making money and when I'm having money in my bank account, it's not just there for me to get excited about and, you know, just spend it on whatever the fuck I want and flash it around to you guys as like, oh, you can just have this amount of money. Because well, like that amount of money actually does a different thing for that same amount of money for somebody else. Because if somebody else had the same amount of money in their bank account, but they have three children, five school educations, I don't know how that works, three children, three schools to pay for, they have three mortgages. Can you see how it's like, well, for that person, then the context is completely different than for me. So I could look at this amount of money and be like, oh my God, that is so much money. That would buy me everything. Like, I just want that. But for them, it's completely different, which is why I'm saying that substance and that context that often isn't included can really send us into these spirals of I'm not doing enough, I should be doing more, how does she get that and I don't, when the reality is like you don't know what's actually in their bank account. You don't know what they actually take home unless they're sharing it with you. So please, like all in all, do not take that as the only measure of their business success. Because does that come from one client? Has that just come, like I said before, is that just like 1 month or is that all the time, every month, and it's been happening for the last 6 years? Completely different situation, completely different level of, in my opinion, success. Someone that's been doing the same thing, like, you know, repeatedly having a seven-figure year for 3 years is in a different ball game to a person that has a three-figure year. Jeez, that's, oh my God, a three-figure year, my God. Okay, they need the feminine CEO. Someone that's had a seven-figure year just by fluke in the first year, or, you know, they had a seven-figure year overnight because of other reasons, right? Again, that has an added context. So just because they've had a big $20,000 day doesn't mean that $20,000 has actually hit that person's account. So some of you might have remembered the other week I did maybe about a month ago, I did an Instagram story on this girl that was copying me. She was copying the name Queen Alchemy. It was like a whole fucking thing. It was fucking stupid. Anyway, it inspired me to do an Instagram post for you guys, which I also sent out, sorry, an Instagram reel, a story, which I also then wrote out, and I sent out an email and I sent out a blog as well for this. If you haven't read that email or that blog, we'll put the link below, because if you are somebody that is considering hiring somebody, whether it's for your own personal healing, whether it's for your business growth, whether it's for your relationship, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. These are my tips for helping you to be really discerning, because I'm saying this not only because I've been in the industry for a long time, but because I have people come to me that are coaches that are wanting to elevate their business, grow more, whatever it is, they're struggling to make sales. Like, I have seen a lot of what is actually happening behind the scenes. I have friends that are parts of, you know, are hire different people, and they'll share with me what's actually kind of going down behind the scenes. And this isn't to say that like everybody is bad at their job, because just like in any industry, like there's going to be like the dodgy people and some things just aren't aligned, right? Like sometimes you get into something and you're like, oh, this isn't what I wanted. But this is also why the transparency is so helpful. And being able to kind of know what you're going to get before you get into it, know how it's run, and just to be able to feel with someone like, you know, you're allowed to ask your questions, you're allowed to, you know, you're allowed to send an email, or, you know, you're actually going to feel supported is a really nice thing to feel, especially before you buy. So having that discernment, which I've, and kind of going through those tips that I gave you in that blog post would be a really good thing for some of you guys to be doing. So all in all with this first part of the podcast, moral of the story is if you're sharing money online, you don't need to always be giving context, but let's make sure that we are adding context for the people that don't actually know what it takes to run a business behind the scenes. Let's go that extra mile if you are putting these posts out to actually ensure that you are not being deceptive towards people or just selling people on this kind of narrative that if they hire you, they're just going to make a bunch of money. Because the reality is someone could hire me and make a bunch of money, but somebody could hire me and also not make a bunch of money, because if they're not going to implement what I'm sharing, if they are not going to do their side of the deal, their part in the equation, I can't make the money for them, right? At the end of the day, you're the one running your business. So if you're not willing to actually also put in the work, don't just think that hiring somebody is going to just do it for you. Like it's magic, like you're going to land in. Like, yes, manifestation is fucking real. And that can totally happen. But you guys know I am so here for sustainable business. And that shit might happen for the first couple months, but it ain't going to be happening 3 years in. And you want to feel like the effort that you are putting in now in your business is going to be reaping the rewards still in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years time. You don't want to feel like you have to be changing everything every year, because how exhausting is that? You want to feel like things are really solid, are really foundational, and are really strong, and that they are going to last you a lifetime in your business. And of course, there's new things that you implement because marketing is always changing, but 90% of your business should literally be rinse and repeat, and it should be super strong and foundational, because that is also going to be supportive, especially as a woman, to your nervous system. So we're about to get into then the redefining of expansion for this next bit. Please read that blog post, because one thing that I forgot to mention before is to just also remind you that there are so many other ways that you can sell. There are so many other ways that you can show that you are an embodiment of your work. There are so many other ways that you can show your audience that you are really fucking good at your job. You don't need to only sell them with money, especially if you're selling them with money that lacks the context. It's one thing, and I've seen people do this and I think it's awesome. It's one thing if you share the amount of money that you made and then you broke it all down, because that is super fucking transparent. And I'm sorry, transparency is a vibe. Being real and actually showing that kind of behind the scenes, that allows people to build them trust, to build trust. So yeah, like let's say for example, like if I have a 100K month, I haven't put 100K in the bank. It varies every month depending how much traveling we're doing, depending what expenses are like. But you know, when I'm running, like let's say for example, my event. So, you know, we sold a lot of the tickets for the event, the vast majority of them towards the end of last year. And so when we were selling them in that month, we had a really big month because those tickets were being sold. And, you know, when I'm doing any of those kind of big launches, whether it's of Queen Alchemy, whether it's of the immersion, you know, I'll be making 250K plus in that month. But it doesn't mean that I take home 250K. However, that month will be a bigger dump in my bank account because my expenses stay pretty much the same. They vary a little bit, mainly based on like travel and when we're running an event. So even though I made 250 in that month, what was it? November? I think it was October or November, one of the two. Even though I made that in that month last year, you know, and so let's say, for example, in May when we have the New York event, in May, what am I launching? I think I'm launching her in May. So in May, I will probably make around 200K in May with like reoccurring payments and different launches and whatever it is. But what's important to understand is that even though I'm not selling the tickets in May, I have to pay all the expenses of it, or even before May as well. Like we've already paid for the Paris space, we've already paid for the New York space. And so there's other months, let's just say in January, where I can make 150, but I've had to spend, let's say my expenses are normally around 50K a month. I've had to spend 80K that month because I have paid for these extra expenses, right? And so if I just said to you, oh, you know, I made like 300K or whatever it is off this thing, but not really including the fact that, well, actually I didn't make that, right? Because what I made is the take home. And the take home could be fucking 100K. And if you aren't using the right jargon of profit, of net income, net revenue, etc., net profit, then people can get very confused. And even if, depending who you're speaking to, that audience might not even know what net profit is or revenue is and therefore or income is. And therefore you're kind of confusing them even more. So like I said, just clarity and remembering that there are many other ways that you can sell other than just sharing money with no context. Share the money. Share the fucking money because it's an absolute vibe and it's super expansive and it does show people what it is that, like, it does show your success. But I'm sorry, if you've got no new testimonials, but you're making tons of money, like, to me, there's no success, right? I want to see lots of money, yes, but I also want to see lots of testimonials because that tells me that you are changing a lot of lives and making money. Okay, so let's go into the next component. I loved how I said this was like a mini episode and we're on 30 fucking minutes. So maybe this is going to be like the whole episode. We'll see what happens. Maybe this is going to be a whole Wednesday episode, Olivia. We'll see what happens. Okay, so redefining expansion. So I've been thinking a lot these days about how we need to redefine expansion. For a lot of us that are in business, we see expansion as traveling to beautiful places, being on luxurious holidays, making millions of dollars, you know, just living this kind of like extraordinary, extra bougie life. And look, that is really expensive. But depending on what phase you are in your life and what season you are in your life, it could also be expensive to see somebody else setting up their business for motherhood. It could also be expansive to see that somebody actually enjoys their home. It could also be expansive to see that somebody puts effort into making delicious food for their family and nurturing and creating this beautiful home. It could also be expansive to see that somebody has an amazing team and a really well-oiled machine. So redefining expansion means that you are able to see the benefit and the expansion, right? The growth, the evolution, the elevation, the manifestation that can occur when you hire someone to help you get there, right? Because hiring a mentor, hiring a coach allows you to condense time so that you get to where you want to go to and you get to being that version of yourself way faster. So redefining expansion means that you're able to hire somebody that is just as multifaceted as you are. So as a result, you're working with them for multiple reasons, not just to make more money, but you're also working with them because you want to get more out of your relationship and your time with them. You want to get money expansion and, you know, business expansion and motherhood expansion. You want to redesign, recreate the back end of your business so that it can support you in the new phase of life, right? Redefining expansion for me has been something that's been really transformational, especially as just like a generator, a Sagittarius, like so much fire and earth in my chart. And I'm always just wanting to like do next, go next, travel, like I'm always just wanting to see more and do more and be more. And by redefining expansion, it's allowed me to realize that I can invest in mentors. I can invest in people that don't need to be living this like luxurious life all the time. They don't need to be, you know, like single and kind of living it up or anything like that. They could, I could find it really expansive to be investing in somebody that is a mom and also works on their business, or it has a really well-oiled business, like machine behind their business where I'm like, wow, that is fucking expansive. Like I feel the expansion in not being stressed about nitty-gritty things in my business. And this is what I've done. This is what I've done last year is I was investing in people that were not just expansive in that kind of more traditional way that a lot of us see expansion in when hiring people, but they were also expansive because they weren't that mainstream expansion. They were a mother. They, you know, juggled like work life and home life. They had the back end of their business set up to a fucking team. They have incredible relationships with like the most insane people where I'm like, wow, like I want to be on calls with you because just knowing that you have conversations with these sorts of people, like sign me up. And so what it allowed me to do was it allowed me to really expand my mind onto what was expansive rather than only seeing expansiveness in this one thing and only seeing it like worth, quote unquote, investing in people that like were making millions more than I was. It was actually about investing in people that had other things, whether it was motherhood, whether it was the back end of their business, whether it was, you know, the relationships with people that they have, whether it's the kind of events they go to, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, they have things that I don't have. Wisdom, right? That can be so expansive. And so in redefining that expansion, it does, I believe that it allows you to also get more out of the relationship with the person, because that way you're not just hiring them and you're not just learning from them around, you know, money and growing your business, but you're also learning how to organize your business, how to be able to shift through the different seasons of life, how like the things to set up for motherhood so that you know what it is to do, how to hire people. You know, you're actually able to realize that this person can offer me so much more than just one thing. And for you, realizing that there is expansion in having weekends at home. There's expansion in not traveling. There's expansion in deciding, you know what? I want to work on building my house, like building the inside or the outside, whatever it is. I want to work on creating my home for the next 3 months, rather than I just want to be on a plane jet setting around thinking that like that's going to make me more money, because it can make you more money. But what feels expansive to you and nourishing to you and good for you is going to make you more money. So I go through seasons now where I'm like, I just want to be at home. And I love it and I enjoy it. And then I'll go through a season where I'm like, I want to travel. And then I'll enjoy that and I'll love that. But by allowing myself to actually see the expansion in so many different areas of my life now, it's allowed me to just have more expansion rather than thinking that only one thing gives me expansion. Because if you believe right now that only travel and making a fuckload of money gives you expansion in your life, then what is going to happen when you become a mother and you all of a sudden are like, I don't want to fucking travel, or traveling becomes the biggest pain in your neck for whatever reason. And that doesn't have to be the narrative, but let's also remind ourselves that it could happen. It could happen that your child is really difficult to travel with. What does that mean for you? Does that then cause you to have some kind of like crisis about who you are? Does that mean that your business then fails because it's only been operating off this like thrill of traveling? So how can you redefine expansion, and how can you, you know, see through that lens when you are hiring your next mentor or coach or inspiring person that you want to be in the same room with? Okay. This was definitely not a mini episode, but I really hope it was helpful for the business ladies. I have a business Q&A coming up. I'm not exactly sure when I was going to drop it, because I now think I'm going to drop this episode instead of that, because I feel like this was just so needed right now. Okay, we're going to leave this here. If you haven't joined the new masterclass that I have on breaking your business ceilings, then definitely make sure that you do. And if you aren't aware, the Feminine CEO's price is increasing at the end of the month. At the end of February, the Feminine CEO is going up in price. So it's really important that if you've been thinking about joining the Feminine CEO, so please make sure that you do so now. I also want to let you guys know that I've really, really, really been craving and thinking about for like honestly the past kind of year, about creating some kind of high level group situation for those of you that are in business. And I've honestly thought about creating one like out, like not in business as well, that does have like that in-person element, but just a really high level touch point community and just expansion, because it is very expansive being around like-minded people that are doing that are going similar places to you are. And the energy of being in a container like that is so fucking potent. Nonetheless, what I want to share with you is that it won't, like, if what I have decided about this is that it'll be some kind of bridge from the Feminine CEO. So if you've already joined the Feminine CEO, or if you're thinking about joining the Feminine CEO, you won't like have a duplicate if you end up joining something like that I do later in the year or next year. It'll be like in addition. So I don't know what that was fucking relevant to share, but whatever. We're just going to plant the seed. And if you are already interested, if you're like, Monica, I don't even care what the fuck it is, just like sign me up to it, then send an email. And hopefully when you send an email, Meg is going to be like, oh yeah, I understand what she's talking about. So I'll hopefully mention this to Meg before this email goes out. Send an email to Megan at MonicaYatesHealth.com. MEGAN is how you spell her name, at MonicaYatesHealth.com. Just being like, whatever, like, high level Feminine CEO thing Monica said in this episode, like put my name down somewhere so that I can be contacted when the details get released. It'll be small and intimate, but I've just been kind of planting that seed and mulling over it. So I know that it will come to fruition in the right time. All right. I'm going to love you and leave you all. I will see you guys in the masterclass if you're coming to that. And I hope that you all have a lovely rest of the day and really enjoyed this podcast episode.